Welcome to the Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit, your guide to feeling younger, reversing disease, and living better now. My name is Dr. Michael Murray, and I'm your host for today. And I am truly honored to introduce to you Dr. Bill Sears. How are you doing, Bill?
Well, good morning, Dr. Michael. It's an honor to be with you. One of your early books, Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, was my early health Bible when I made my own transformation into health.
That's fantastic, Bill. Thank you. And I'm sure everyone out there knows you and knows of your work, but I'm going to give a little brief introduction. You are the preeminent pediatrician of our era. Many of us raised our children with your books as our Bible. So thank you for all of your work. Dr. Bill Sears received his medical training at Harvard Medical School's Children's Hospital in Boston and the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto. And he's also served as chief pediatrics at the Teaching Hospital of the University of Toronto. And he's also served as a professor of pediatrics at the University of Toronto, University of South Carolina, University of Southern California School of Medicine, and the University of California, Irvine. A father of 8 children. Together with his wife, Martha, he's written 44 books and hundreds of articles on family nutrition and healthy aging. He's noted for his science made simple and fun approach to family health. And he's also been featured on the cover of Time magazine. Bill's going to talk to us today about how to help your body make its own internal medicines. But before we get to that, Bill, I want to thank you for being here. It's such an honor for me. And we've been on a board of advisors for a small biotech company. We got to know each other there, but I've obviously have gotten to know you through your work. One of the things that really impresses me about you, there's many, but you're still going strong. You're still as passionate today as I imagine as you ever were. What drives you? What drives you to still be in the trenches working with these kids?
Well, there's one thing that drives me, and the same thing that motivates all doctors to stay in practice, Michael, is that helper's high, that wonderful feeling you get, and I'm sure you get it after somebody thanks you for your books, that yeah. Helper's high that you get when you've changed somebody's life for the better, some advice you've given, some medicine you've prescribed, their life is longer and happier because of you. So that's what keeps us in business.
Well, you've done a phenomenal job. So I know that one of your focuses these days is helping people kind of create their own internal medicine pharmacy. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're focusing on, what your message is?
Yes, and I tried for decades to figure out how to motivate my patients to change. And even as a pediatrician, I'm seeing adults because my young patients are bringing their moms and dads in. And I figured I need a motivator. What can I find?
Yeah.
I came up with the motivator of helping you make your own internal medicines. Say a patient comes into my office with high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and all the highs, you know, we see every day. And they have a bag of pills. And I said, okay, I'm going to teach you the pills and skills model. And they say, doctor, I don't want to take all these pills, but I need to. And I said, well, Joe, how would you like to learn how to make your own medicines? And I see this big, wow, I can do that. Yeah. Do you realize that inside your body, you have a giant pharmacy? And that pharmacy makes most of the medicines you're going to need. Medicines that heal the hurts, like anti-inflammatories. Medicines that keep the blood from clotting too fast. So I just mentioned the biggest class of medicines that people take. You can make them inside your body. You've got a giant pharmacy inside. And as soon as I started telling my patients that, I said, oh, doctor, where is that pharmacy? How do I tap into it? That became my mantra in my office to motivate patients to change.
I love that. It saves them money too. They like that, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I say, no, but the good thing about these medicines, they're custom made just for you. They come out at the right time, at the right, in the right dose. It is in the biggest endocrine organ in your whole body, the lining of your blood vessels called the endothelium, which they've never heard of. And I said, yes, let's call it the silver lining. Now, if you were to take all of your blood vessels and lay them out flat, they would occupy the surface area of two tennis courts. So, Michael, we've got a huge pharmacy inside our body that takes our own medicines. The problem is we don't know how to tap into it. And that's my mission, is to teach patients how to open their own internal medicine pharmacy.
And what are some of your ideas on how they can accomplish that goal, Bill?
Well, the first is I give them a picture of their arteries.
Yeah.
And I said, now I want you to memorize and visualize this picture, lining arteries that you have trillions of little microscopic medicine bottles. And they open all day long. And now, do they look like medicine bottles? No, they're like glands. But I want you to picture you've got medicine bottles. And I say, now, you want to have some fun. When you're, say, walking fast with someone or in the gym on a treadmill and you got people next to you, and you say, oh, it feels so good to be making my own medicines. And they say, what? Yes, I'm moving.
Yeah.
Movement helps make my medicines. And that's what opened my eyes to this whole internal pharmacy concept, Michael. When I had a friend of ours, Dr. Lou Gnarro, who won the Nobel Prize for what I'm about to say, and that is when you move, you know, we doctors are always saying, okay, you've got to exercise more. It's in all of your books, and all of my books, we've got to exercise more. But they weren't getting it. So when you move, when we exercise, the blood flows faster over the endothelium, over the medicine bottles. And it creates a shear force, it's called. And that shear force releases a natural medicine bottle opener, I call it, called nitric oxide. And that opens the medicine bottles and floods our vessels with the right medicines at the right time. So I tell my patients, so you picture when you're on that treadmill or you're playing golf or you're dancing, you just think, ah, I am making my own medicine. So that's what exercise does. Exercise helps you make your own medicine. And that won the Nobel Prize.
I love that. That's beautiful. You know, I'm hearing such practical information and a practical view of looking at things. I'm sure your patients over the years have really appreciated that. Yeah, most people know what they need to do. It's just getting them to do it. So you make it fun. So what else do you teach them?
Well, I teach them. I'm known as a science made simple doctor.
Yeah.
Show me the science, but I figure I got to give them visual images. I said, okay, look at your medicine bottles on your arteries. You've got sticky stuff on top of your medicine bottles. That's why your pharmacy is closed. You're taking all these medicines. Sticky stuff? Doctor, what's that? Sticky stuff is what we doctors measure when we do blood tests. Inflammatory markers, oxidized cholesterol, homocysteine. I lump it all together in sticky stuff.
Okay.
And I said, okay, illness, you've got sticky stuff on top of your medicine bottles, so your pharmacy's closed. So I had a gay regimen to remove the sticky stuff off your medicine bottles. As simple as that. No sticky stuff, wellness, sticky stuff, illness. And they get it. Said, okay, number one, you got to move more. Get out there and run to open your medicine bottles. Secondly, you put sticky stuff in your mouth. You get sticky stuff in your arteries on top of your medicine bottle. I give the 5S diet. I call, first of all, seafood. Go fish. Salads. You know, mom said, put more color on your plate. Smoothies. A shake a day helps keep the cardiologist away. And snacking, all right, snacking on 5 mini meals, 2 magic words in medicine, avoid spikes. Spikes are sticky stuff.
Yeah.
So grazers don't have spikes. And gorgers have spikes. And I draw them a picture. And I say, when you put sticky stuff in your mouth, stuff in your brain, your eyes, your heart, your gut, your joints, all the itis illnesses. And their patients are starting to get it. Okay, I put sticky stuff in my mouth. I get sticky stuff on top of my medicine bottle. They get sticky stuff in my blood, and that goes to my brain. And then sometimes at some point of the brain, I say, aha. You know, we all hear about the heart.
Yeah.
But for the first time in history, and this is important for we doctors, the brain is now becoming sicker than the heart. Cerebral vascular disease is overtaking cardiovascular disease as the number one ailment in America.
Yeah.
And you know, as I mean, my patients with the sticky stuff analogy and the pharmacy analogy, I remember one time one of my patients brought her daughter in. And she was sitting there as I was explaining to mom about opening her pharmacy, and the daughter is drawing a picture. And I said, you know what kids do when they draw. And then she showed me this picture after my little sermon on the sticky stuff. It had sticky stuff on top of medicine bottles. And then the mom told me the next day they went home, and dad put them in a car, and they took them out to, let's call it Sticky's Burgers for dinner. And they're driving into Sticky's Burgers, and the six-year-old says to Daddy, Daddy, we can't eat that. We put sticky stuff in our mouth, sticky stuff on top of our medicine bottles and our arteries. 6 years old.
Yeah.
They get it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So sticky stuff is going a lot in our brain these days, isn't it?
In the very simple explanation, neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, most of that is we get sticky stuff in our brains and our vessels are clogged. Yeah. And that's why I often in my practice, I find the brain makes more of an impact than the heart now. And so I kind of lead, for example, for my weight loss patients. I say, Joe, that big belly of yours, all right, you're making anti-medicines.
Oh, nice.
So you've got the beautiful pharmacy in your blood vessels, but the big belly is making anti-medicines that closes your pharmacy. And really? Yeah. And I said, do you realize also, Joe, that there's a, my patients say, the bigger your belly, the more you shrink your brain. And it's like, oh my gosh, really, doctor? Tell me more. And this is true, you know, science
it's
is
true.
Showing
yeah.
the bigger our belly, our
yeah.
brain starts to atrophy or shrink. And
right.
these are, I think, Michael, we doctors, no offense, but we've been kind of wimps for a while. We haven't been compassionate enough to shock our patients.
Yeah.
So as a example, I no longer use the term overweight. I say pre-diabetic. And say that, I say pre-Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
Now, can you imagine the compassionate but shock value when we
yeah.
start using terms like that to
yeah.
motivate people to change?
Yeah, it's amazing. Most of us now have had someone close to us experience Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is very interesting because I think it's in many ways, it's harder for the people around the person than it is the actual person. But, you know, the baby boomer generation, we are independent and we don't like the idea of someone else taking care of us, being in a nursing home. So I think that that's a pretty powerful motivator. I like it. The size of your belly determines the size of your brain. If you got a big belly, your brain's going to be shrinking. Nobody's going to want that.
Exactly. And when we start using analogies like that, it motivates them to change. And I start very young with the babies, even in my practice. I say, now, at 6 months, I have my little, what I call my fat head talk. Your baby's brain is 60% fat. You're growing a little fat head. So we're going to
yeah.
start your baby on a right fat diet. Avocados at 6 months, salmon, wild salmon at 7 months. And it's like, oh, really, doctor? Yeah, because you're growing a little fat head, and the brain, above all the other organs, is the most susceptible to oxidation, or rust, we call it.
Yeah.
And in fact, we're working on a book called Alzheimer's Begins in Childhood. See, and that motivates parents to change. They make changes in their kids' diet and feed them a right fat diet. This low fat, fortunately, Michael, is going away. It's a right fat diet.
Yes.
And which I'm sure any of the other speakers will speak about, a right fat diet.
Oh, yeah.
But we make that point in our medical practice constantly, a right fat diet. Just eat real foods.
Yeah. Some of our best internal medicines are made from the right fats.
The right fats, exactly. And that's why, you know, I came up with the five S's. You know, the seafood is top fuel. Fat. It just so happens the same fats in wild salmon are the fats in your brain. Wow, thank you, Dr. Mother Nature. But you have seafood, smoothies. I think the secret to my health is I have a shake a day. I have a nice big shake, and I sip on it throughout the day. I call it my sipping solution. Fat keeps you full. So I put coconut oil, avocado, peanut butter. When I have a real busy day in the office, I'll add a little bit more fat because it keeps you fuller longer. So sipping on a shake a day is a wonderful way to keep your blood sugar stable, to keep you focused. And of course, a big salad, the next S. These are, you know, just simple remedies to keep the sticky stuff off the lining of your blood vessels.
So you said five S's. I got seafood shakes, salads.
Yeah, what so seafood, smoothies or shakes, salad and spices.
Salads and spices.
Like turmeric is my favorite. Turmeric mixed with black pepper. And then I have my fourth S is snack smart. Eat twice as often, eat half as much, and chew twice as long.
Love it. So that's where you're getting the grazer versus gorger.
Exactly. And I've noticed an observation, fast eaters are fat eaters. They just are.
Yeah.
So chew twice as long. The more we chew, the more we enjoy our food. The fifth S, supplements. And I have my patients say, all right, hold up your hands. Can you promise me you will eat 10 fistfuls? A fistful is a serving. A fistful of fruits and vegetables every day. No, I can't, doctor. Can you promise me you're going to eat 3 fistfuls of wild salmon every week? No, I can't, doctor. So I usually use 3 supplements in my office. I use omega-3 fish oil. I use a fruit and vegetable supplement, and I use a probiotic. And I'm really getting heavily into probiotics because, just briefly, that is the second pharmacy inside.
That's a big one.
The big pharmacy inside, our microbiome. And we're working on a book now, Go Meet Your Microbiome. People don't realize, patients don't realize they have this giant pharmacy, not only in their blood vessels we talked about, but in their gut, their microbiome, those trillions of little normal bacteria down there, the bugs in our gut that in return for a free food and a warm place to live, they make internal medicines for us.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's a really big one for kids as well as adults. But the data that's coming out on kids these days and the importance of probiotics, it's very profound. How all are you going about influencing that microbiome in kids and also in adults? Anything in addition to probiotics?
Yes, I have my little microbiome talk. I start in pregnancy to moms.
Oh, that's great.
And when they come in for prenatal counseling, I say, now, do you realize, first of all, I say, you're growing a little fat head, so I get them on a right fat diet, and that makes a difference. I said, now, do you realize that when you deliver your baby, you want, it's called seeding, you want to seed your baby's gut with natural medicines. You know, I think that's the title of one of your books. But, yeah. Natural medicines called the microbiome, probiotics. So breastfeed as long as you can. The best prebiotic for the gut bugs, our probiotics, is mother's milk.
Yeah.
And it's actually, there's an abbreviation, it's called MOM, milk oriented microbiota. We call it MOM.
Yes.
This is an abbreviation for the natural medicines that mother's milk contains to help that baby's gut grow a good microbiome and start life in the world with a super balanced immune system, a strong immune system.
Yeah, it's just, it's amazing. You know, one of the most interesting studies that I came across this last year, Bill, I'm sure you saw it. It's a famous study in Finland with kids. They gave the moms either a probiotic or a placebo 6 weeks before their delivery. And then after the child was born, if the mother breastfed, she kept on with the medication or the placebo. Or if the child was formula fed, they were given either the placebo or the probiotic. The study was designed to look at the influence of probiotic supplementation in influencing the immune system, and they showed it reduced the likelihood of developing allergies and it reduced infections. But when those kids got to be 12 or 13 years of age, they started noticing something else. So they had all these kids evaluated. While the placebo group had the same sort of prevalence for ADD and Asperger's, there was not a single child who got the probiotic to develop attention deficit disorder or autism. And that was the most provocative, profound study that I think came out last year.
The early probiotics, especially in mother's milk,
yep,
and taking probiotics, the best one is called Bifido. We call it Bif for short, baby Bif. And Bifido is your best probiotic for moms to take early on. And the milk, mother's milk, nurtures Bif in the baby's intestines. And when Bif is very popular in the intestines, the immune system is better. And that's why you don't have so many allergies. So the incidence of allergies, eczema, ADD, ADHD, all the D's, which is inflammation, we believe, goes way down just from populating the baby's gut early on.
Yeah, in that study in Finland, they only gave those kids the probiotic for 6 months. So I just wonder what would happen if they would have kept giving them, probably even better results.
Probably even better. In fact, now they're we believe that this has been some studies done at UC Davis here in California, some pioneering studies, where they're giving moms probiotics, and they find that the incidence of severe premature problems, that babies who are premature, their immune system is just very, very weak. They have a stronger immune system. So probiotics, the right probiotics now, I think, are the forefront of modern medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just scratching the surface and really understanding how we can influence our gut microbiome for health. And it's absolutely critical that we bring this information to light, and you're doing a fantastic job of it. And again, I think that's what motivates you, because you see it probably more than anyone else in America. You've seen it. When you change the course of an infant, you change the course of their lives. You know, you change somebody who's 60, 70 years old, you improve their health. That's a good thing. But when you take an infant, and you change that infant from a life of poor health to one of vibrant vitality, that's huge.
Yes, and this is why I teach patients very early on. You want to raise your children with two healthy internal pharmacies inside. the lining of the blood vessels, that's one silver lining, and the lining of your gut, the microbiome, the second silver lining.
You know, I liked your analogy about the endothelium and how it's the body's medicine chest. What we're learning about many of the superfoods, chocolate, for example, is that its primary action is on that lining of our blood vessels. So it's really proof of your concept here. What are some foods that you like to nourish that medicine chest?
Well, I love chocolate.
Yeah, me too.
My top food is wild salmon. That, I think, has to be the top food. Secondly, berries. Blueberries, yeah. My favorite. Then greens and nuts. And yeah. And the way I get my patients to remember my four top favorite is that go fish, go blue, go green, and they can remember. They remember the go nuts. But yeah. Those are, I think, if I had to pick top foods, and then I have to add a little chocolate. I have my couple squares of 85% dark chocolate before I go to bed at night. That's my little treat. I think my microbiome loves the polyphenols in the dark chocolate.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, all the foods that you just mentioned, anyone that's knowledgeable in nutrition know how those foods influence endothelial function. And so I think you're really on to something. And the big thing you're on to is, how do we help the patient? How do we help the consumer? How do we help the person out there that needs help the most get motivated to make these changes? And everybody, I think, wants to take care of themselves. We don't want to be dependent upon others. So why be dependent upon a pill? You know, why not make these in our own body?
And what you just mentioned, the key, Michael, start early with the kids. And I use my medical practice as sort of a laboratory, and a little study. I took these kids. I called them pure kids from pure moms. These were pure moms. They never let a morsel of unreal food enter their child's life mouth for the first three years. And I thought, okay, let's study these kids. And I noticed that these pure kids of pure moms who ate just real food diet, that was it. They didn't get sick as often. I didn't see them in the office as often. They didn't need as much antibiotics. And so they didn't need as many antibiotics. They weren't as sick as often. When they got to school, they didn't have as many of the Ds, ADD, AD, OCD, BPD, all the Ds. They didn't have as many of those. So I became a believer in what I call shaping young tastes, the three magic words. So I start early on only real foods. Think outside the box.
Yeah.
Real food does not come in a box. Salads, shakes, smoothies, salmon, wild seafood, real foods. And what happens, the gut of these real kids, I'm sure the lining of that gut is different.
Yeah.
So when they get out to their first birthday party, which they will, and they get their first big bite of junk food, which they will, they'll come home and say, "Mommy, I have yucky tummy." Their brain has been programmed, their gut brain and their head brain. You eat real food, you feel real good.
Yeah.
You eat bad food, you feel real bad. And so we've programmed that child, the gut brain and the head brain talking to one another. We've programmed them for life in those first few years.
Bill, you are just a fantastic person to interview. You're inspirational, you're practical, and I want to encourage everybody to get to your website, AskDrSears.com. Tell us a little bit about what people can find on your website. I'm sure many people have been there, but what sort of info? I've been there. I was there this morning.
Thank you, Michael. Our website was written on the job. When a savvy mom or dad come in and give me a little bit of wisdom, I write it down, and that goes on the website. So our website is really 25 years practical experience that we've learned in our raising our eight children. This is my 50th year as a doctor. So what I've learned over that time, and what I've learned, one of my early mentors, Dr. Richard Van Praagh, professor of pediatrics up at Harvard, said, surround yourself with wise patients and then have the humility to learn from them. Oh. And so I learned from my patients what works, and I put it on the website.
Yeah.
And so most of them are material. It comes right from our patients into our website.
Well, I refer people to it all the time. I get asked by friends questions about their kids, and I just say, go to AskDrSears.com, and they love it. You know, it's interesting just how you've endeared yourself to a whole generation through your work. You have no idea the lives that you've touched. It's just fantastic. Congratulations, Bill. It's a life you should be really proud of. Yeah, you're still getting that helper's high. That's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about the free gift you're giving today, the Inflammation Solution, 12 Ways to Eat the Anti-Inflammatory Way. Probably touched on a lot of that today, but more detail in the gift.
This is a free gift from our institute, the Dr. Sears Wellness Institute. And it's a summary of our newest book, The Inflammation Solution, because itis illnesses are the number one problem in America. We've got itis, cognitive itis, which is another word for Alzheimer's, iritis, eye problems, gum problems, carditis, heart problems, then the colitis, pains in the gut, arthritis. So I took just some excerpts from our book, The Inflammation Solution, and put together an easy-to-read little booklet, little pamphlet, to the viewers of this wonderful program that you put together, Michael, and it's our gift to you.
Well, thank you. I'm going to get one for myself as well, because, language is only useful if it's understood by the person you're talking to, and so many patients out there, they're hearing words, medical terms, and explanations that they don't really understand. So your science made simple has just been a godsend to many. So keep it up, and tell all the Dr. Sears to keep it up too.
They do. My wife said, after you've been around children so long, you begin to think like a child and write like a child. Yeah. My wife says, act like a child sometimes, but. I figure if you can keep it simple and fun, and my goal when people read our books, I want them to have a smile on their face at every page, because it's called, in neurology, it's called emotional arousals. If you can get a person, a reader, or a patient to smile or laugh, they will learn.
Yeah.
So I think the more we can make science fun and simple, like you're doing.
Well, I hope you got a helper's high today, because you certainly helped a lot of people out there, but you helped me a lot. You helped me a lot, and I really appreciate. So again, thank you today, and thanks to all you viewers out there. Just a reminder, if you want to purchase the upgrade package, the price is discounted from $197 down to $97 today. With the upgrade package, you'll be able to download and listen at your convenience to over 24 hours of trainings. You'll get transcripts of all the talks and all the speakers bonus. Just click the order link below this recording. Once again, thank you for joining our Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit and for making optimal health a priority in your life. Until next time, God bless. Thank you.